This is the Pulse FM Surrey Spotlight. This week, we're shining our spotlight on The Wooden Spoon.
So we're on the phone with Raymond from The Wooden Spoon in White Rock. And before we dive in, Raymond, I just want to let you know that Jacqueline is here, and she may well be your number one fan.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I love The Wooden Spoon. I go there every year. That's like my birthday spot to go to. And I always get the wooden Benny and then the mac and cheese to share with the table, but I really just end up eating the whole thing. But everything there is so delicious. You guys are such a great local spot. I just love it. I love it so much.
Thank you. You know, those two selections you made are probably our top three, top four sellers that we always have.
Awesome. So tell us, like, what people who have never been there, what do they expect? What could they expect when they come to the Wooden Spoon?
I mean, our philosophies there, I mean, nailed it. Is, you know, local spot is just to kind of bring, you know, grandma's cooking to the table. We like to make things from scratch, home, hearty, where families can come and enjoy it, like a nice morning brunch, and not take the stress of going to those, you know, really high-end style breakfast places. So we like to keep it casual and focus on the families that live in the area. And as a father myself and a family kid, you know, I love going for brunch, but I also love a great experience. I like, you know, cool dishes with some great cocktails and, you know, other great dessert items that we offer. And I just feel that, you know, some of the city was lacking it, and was what kind of drew us to White Rock.
Yeah, your spoon Caesar is also one of my favorite things there on the menu. I am curious to know, how did you, like, is this your first restaurant endeavor? Have you been in the restaurant industry before this?
We actually opened our very first one. My business partner, Peter, he's the one that got me into this lovely industry. We were both studying dinner degrees at SFU, business majors, and he was a Cactus Club employee. And he just thought, you know, we're doing events and stuff, trying to pay our student tuition. So he thought, you know, well, we open up our own spot. And we started downtown, and we opened up our first restaurant on Gravel Street called Sip Lounge. It was opened in 2004. We still own the space. We've converted it into a taco bar called The Pawn Shop. So that's us also. And then this endeavor was, again, when we started having kids and families. And we were fortunate enough that my business partner's family did own the building where we're in. They don't own it anymore, as his grandfather passed away. And we just wanted to take a dive into White Rock. And when I was out there doing my R&D, I just felt like it was lacking a cool little brunch spot. So mm-hmm. We filled in and created the Wooden Spoon.
Well, it's definitely, like you said, a cool spot, and, you know, it's fantastic to have, like, great local businesses.
Yes.
In White Rock and in parts of Surrey and stuff. So, man, like, that's really, like, as opposed to when so many people want to, like, put their concepts, like you say, in downtown and stuff, it's cool that you're focusing on local and keeping it local, because the last thing we need is another big chain restaurant, right?
Well, and that's what we try to do. And that's what we love about White Rock. You know, the community, we've got great attachments to all the local businesses and the BIA in White Rock. Since we've been there since 2014, it was actually exciting to be there, because being downtown Gravel for so long, I mean, it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's still great, but I've never felt more welcome coming out there. Just they embraced us coming in there. You know, everyone was just so excited to have us, just be part of the community, and it's been great, even with, like, the farmers market on Sundays, and people just coming by and always thanking us for being there. In my head, I'm wondering, like, you're thanking me. I'm like, thank you guys.
Yeah, cool.
Well, that whole area, like you're saying, is so fun. Like, you could spend an entire day just walking up and down the street, popping into such cool, like, local shops, and then, of course, jumping into you guys, and then there's Three Dogs. Like, there's so many awesome local places down there, but you guys have always, always been a standout, and so much has been built around you guys, too, to make it such, like, a bigger happening spot. But, yeah, like I said, I'm just one of my favorite restaurants, I have to say. Like, every year, birthday spot, anytime I take someone for a birthday breakfast too, I'm coming to the Wooden Spoon.
Well, we truly appreciate that.
Awesome. Well, you can check out the Wooden Spoon on Russell Ave in White Rock, and best brunch spot in the city, according to our own Jacqueline. So, thanks so much, Raymond. We appreciate it, and we'll be by for a Caesar soon.
Thank you, guys.
This has been the Pulse FM Surrey Spotlight. If you know a local artist, business, or event that's going on that you want to nominate, head to pulsefm.ca and nominate them today so we can put them in the spotlight.